At least 25 comic book superhero movies are going to be made in the next 5 years. 25. It sounds a little bit ridiculous, and it is. Yes, 25. I can't believe that, actually, looking at all the list here that I've got in front of me. So that's on top of all the X-Men, Iron Man, Thor, and Avengers movies, to name but a few that we've had already. So what could they possibly have to make more movies about? Tara Lockery-Grant is here with me to tell me.
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you doing, Tara?
I'm flying form. Great. Do you miss me?
I do miss you a lot. Obviously, you're over in RT Lifestyle at the moment.
Yes, we are. Very stylish in RT Lifestyle. That's where it's all at. But yeah, it is. I'm loving it. It's great. It's a big change. But movies, I mean, you gotta love still, always and always and always. Loving the movies. And I nearly fainted when I read that by 2020, another 25. I can't believe it. But there's a really interesting quote by a director who we all know and love because of Birdman, amongst others, Alejandro G. Iñárritu. He said, quote unquote, "I think there's nothing wrong with being fixated on superheroes when you're 7 years old, but I think there's a disease in not growing up." Now look, that was not a deadline. Of course there's a disease in not growing up. And yes, if the movie though is brilliant, then it doesn't matter. Let yourself be the inner child.
Because that's the thing. A lot of these movies recently have been trying to take on, I guess, darker, realer tones in some ways. And that's especially what they did obviously with the Dark Knight movies and what they did with the Batman movies. They made it the more adult in some ways, and they almost become crime thrillers rather than being, I guess, childish, cartoonish
popcorn things, because there's more to it. And he's saying, look, as long as the films are doing that and not trying to be some Greek tragedy, you know, I mean, there was a touch of that with Zack Snyder's 300, which was I really enjoyed that. The look of it, who couldn't like the sculpted six packs? They were pretty impressive. And you know, he released a graphic novel with it, so there is really classy, really well executed films. But then there's things like the sequel to Fantastic Four, which did not do so well.
The original sequel, the one they've just made now.
We were just talking about there.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah. 170 million. That was the cost. And how much did it make in its opening weekend?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Yeah, it's 26.
This is the thing about that movie, because there was rumours that it was plagued by loads of different things throughout its production. People were saying that the director was a bit mad, and there was rumours of drugs and all this sort of stuff on set. And then it was like, no, everything's fine. Everything's grand. And then he was pulled off a Star Wars movie. And it was like, this is not going to be good.
No.
I just don't get why they don't, in a movie like that, go, okay, this is clearly not going well. We were spending like 150 million. Let's just back off
as opposed to going, let's just throw another 20 in there. Good money after bad. But often when you see a really bad film, and obviously nobody sets out to make a bad movie, nobody sets out to make any bad art. It just sometimes happens on mega, mega scale. But there must be somebody somewhere who has the right to go, okay, let's just park that and put it into Steven's new film that he's just made.
With Fantastic Four, I did think it had some good ideas, and it was trying to do something that I think a lot of superhero movies haven't tried to do. They've kind of stuck to the similar formula, whereas with this, they were going in a weird kind of, everybody's kind of compared it to Cronenberg and all that sort of stuff, like The Fly and all that sort of stuff, and I do see that in some ways, but...
And there is an attraction. And look, it's not like they cast a complete... I mean, they had Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in Oscar-nominated film. What was the name of the...
Whiplash.
Thank you. Amazing. And also Kate Mara, House Guards, rock star.
Michael B. Jordan, who's incredible.
Jamie Bell. I mean, they had a lot of ducks in a row. It just didn't work out. But you know what? One of the films that I am really looking for... I mean, look, there's loads and loads.
Yeah, read some of these out. Okay. Read some of these 25 movies
looking
out.
Forward to next year, okay? So you've got Deadpool. So you've got Ryan Reynolds. I love the story of this. Please don't let us down. The only problem with it is a Marvel movie, but it's one of the Fox Marvel character movies.
So hopefully
they're not going to mess it up.
And in some ways as well, talking about, you know, superheroes being that for children and all that sort of stuff, like the director said. At the same time, Deadpool is not for children.
Yeah, basically, straight away, the first word that I'm going to say now makes you realise how serious, you know, for a comic book movie, how serious this is. He's a cancer patient who is on death's door. Scientists become involved. You can see where it goes to next. And enhance him. And he becomes the merc with a mouth. So he's a mercenary who's very cheeky. And so I think we're going to love him.
I think it looks really good, especially because I think that Ryan Reynolds had a hard time in terms of superhero movies.
We need
Green
him
Lantern
to be good.
It was
shocking. What were you thinking there, Ryan?
Awful.
And I mean, he went from the whole, you know, like, he's a good looking guy. He's got a bit of suave and swagger about him. The whole, you know, after got married, and then the, you know, what's her face
Blake
being
like, I love
Blake, but then her website, it was a little bit goopy.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she can have that goopy. Yeah. She's Gwenny has become cool and gone, here's me goopy, like, do you want to see it? Checking out. So you've got that going on, and he needs something cool. So I think Deadpool could be his
the way to go. And then in that year alone, you got Captain America, you got X-Men, you got the Gambit
but it's
movie.
It's not just Captain America, it's Captain America Civil War. So it's the third one where Captain America is having a face off with, I don't know why all of a sudden
there
I pictured them snogging, but Captain America and Iron Man.
Now I'm picturing it. Now everybody's picturing it. And I don't want to stop picturing it.
It's actually quite an interesting scene, I would say, having those two fellas having a little snog. But no, it is, I think it is, I grew up with six lads in the house, okay? So there's, you know, and some of the girls too would have had comic books. I would have had Wonder Woman around the place. So to see some of these storylines, you always wondered who would win, Batman versus Superman, and we'll get to that, but also who would win, Captain America, Iron Man. So this is where they go, or they're going with this, and I think given the caliber of the two actors, it could work really well.
I think it will, because weirdly enough, Captain America the first one was my least favourite Marvel movie.
Wow.
I hated it, I absolutely hated it, and then I went and saw Captain America 2 and it was my favourite Marvel movie. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah,
Winter
really
Soldier was incredible.
It.
So
yeah.
I think that I like the look of it.
I'm really with you on that one. Then you move on to Gambit, and you've got that whole thing that's, you know, there's Channing Tatum, really unusual, again owned by Fox. It's a Marvel movie, so are they going to do it properly? Let's just say one of his tricks is he kills people with playing cards. Although they do hurt if they're thrown at you very quickly. He must have a wicked arm. And then you've got Doctor Strange,
which looks incredible.
Benedict Cumberbatch,
he was rumored for so long, and then they put him on it, and it's
finally brilliant. I mean, that can only be a good thing. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, we did hear a lot about it, then they backed away, but look, you've got the fact that it's the older Batman at this stage, obviously with Ben Affleck slightly older. He really is Bruce Wayne. He's also, you've got Henry Cavill, and there, you know, and you know the way that Henry Cavill ended the last one, it's Batman's going, what are you doing, mate? You're too strong, too powerful for this earth. Out of here, and I'll make you, I'm the bloke to make you do it. And then you also have Gal Gadot is going to be in there as Wonder Woman, so we get a look at her, you know.
Maybe it's a Superman thing. I've never been a fan of Superman, except I used to love the TV show with Dean Cain.
He was really good. Look, lots of things happened and lots of tragedy followed Christopher Reeve, but God, did he look good in the suit.
Oh, totally. I loved it. And but the whole new one, I hated the last one. I hated Zack Snyder, the director, I think I just don't like anything he makes.
We need more warmth in his films. You need a bit of charm, you know. I don't want silly slapstick goofiness, but we need a great story and a little bit of light.
Yes.
You know?
Just a little bit.
We've got an untitled Wolverine film. It's going to be Hugh Jackman's last in 2017. That's going to be very special. Suicide Squad.
I think it looks incredible.
All the bad guys are having a face off. There's going to be a good guy in there, which is Batman. Who is it? We're not too sure yet, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Jared Leto is going to be the Joker. Will Smith is Deadshot. Margot Robbie's going to be Harley Quinn.
Cara Delevingne as well.
Cara Delevingne. Well done. So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, that's going to come out. We said that about the Fantastic Four. We're not sure if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we'll have to wait and see. There's going to be another Spider-Man film. Say what?
But if
it ain't broke, and you've got Tom Hollander, and you may have seen him in The Impossible, the Naomi Watts film.
Yeah, I did.
He was the son. Really liked him.
Really, really cool.
So he's going to also be appearing in Captain America Civil War. So there's going to be, we'll get a little taster of him, as we will with Gal Gadot. One thing that is racking my head, there's so many great female characters, but they never, why, Stephen? Why do they, the Wonder Woman movie, we nearly had the Game of Thrones director, that brilliant female director on board. Then that fell through. Nobody seems to stick with the Wonder Woman movie, and it wrecks my buzz.
And it's potentially
going to
have, but then you do have Marvel actually placing a lot of faith in a female character, which is Captain Marvel.
That's true.
Which is very exciting.
Yes. And we were just saying there, I suppose if you look at Jennifer Lawrence, she is a superhero in The Hunger Games.
Yes.
She's very classy. She's a super role model. She looks great. She's brilliant attitude. She's got brains. What's not to love?
Exactly. Oh, no, that looks great. So then I guess in 2019 is the big one where you've got Avengers facing Justice League.
Exactly, because it's going to be massive, because it's the end. They're saying this is going to be the end. So as with the end, let's split it into two. So you've got Avengers Infinity Part 1 and Part 2. 2, and then you've got Justice League, the part 2, just after obviously part 1. So they're going to really stand up against each other, and we're going to be glued. But please, guys, can you just, if you're listening, Mr. Marvels and DCs and Foxes, just do it. Give us a classy, good story film. Take a little bit of time if you need it. Just don't disappoint us.
Hopefully, anyway. We'll look forward to it. What year are you going to get sick of these?
Oh, if they're bad that day. Yeah. But otherwise, keep on rolling.
Amen. Tara Lockergan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.